Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Let us walk the path of justice for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the
Lord's
mountain.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you, and I'm more and more thinking of many of us who take time here. It doesn't have to be a lot of people, does it? But there's a felt sense of many of us being present now. In a world filled with people moving quickly, I'm inviting maybe two, three of us right now. Just a couple of us to draw aside. I'm not saying that at all to exclude anybody else. I'm just sort of in a playful way highlighting the intimacy of the gospel given to us for those of us who share the lectionary that would have us be hearing from Mark 9, 2 to 10, this second Sunday of Lent. There's this very deep, deep intimacy going on in this reading, and it could feel like it's only about Jesus, and it never is only about the Lord, because the Lord came so that we would know it's, in the best sense of the word, all about us. So much so that as we begin to hear the deep message of the gospel and the experience today that I want to plunge into in a minute with you, that we might really experience it so much that we want to give it away. The old expression, love is not love unless you give it away, comes from an old, I believe it was a Rodgers and Hammerstein song, quite lovely one. And it's so true about everything that really is a gift. Gifts are not just given to be received, but they're given, as you and I know, to give. And so the one that's going on today is just so striking. So even though there are a lot of us, there are a few of us here now, and we're leaning into this message. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. So before them, he didn't hide behind a bush, but immediately there's this dazzling white truth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And Peter's excited, and he says, well, let's stay here forever. I'll set some tents up. And then, without making an exception to the remark, you might remember and feel now this cloud arising, arriving, opening, and that beautiful expression. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to him. This is a Lenten season, and it almost implies that we have a lot of things to do. And one of the things I think we have to do is listen. To be drawn aside as intimates, small groups right now. Ironically, though, or emphatically so, it's not to step aside from the crowd, and it certainly isn't to put off others. In fact, what a critical time in the world today that you and I embrace others, that we bring others in who might seem like stranger to us. Rather, this gospel is helping us hear the truth that we are the beloved of God. All of us gathered into, as Christians would believe, into the baptism of Christ are now the ones who can draw others into that truth, that baptism of desire, of longing, of the fire of God's love. Paul says it so well in Romans today, so let me just go there. He's his wild, fiery self. It's like he was right there on that mountain too, and maybe you've been on that mountain as well, because he says emphatically, brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? Exactly, it calls for a pause. Invites us to take the time that my lively, emphatic intensity here would over and over again invite you and me to take some time. If God is for us, who can be against us? Will he also not give us everything else along with him? Talking about his son, who God didn't spare anything. This is the beloved of the Father, and God turned everything over to him, we might say. This is the beautiful life that we talk about as the Trinity. The love so poured out in the Son that the Son pours it out in us, and we in the world were spirited people who go into the world not just with rules and regs and instructions, but this relationship. And it's so intimate, embarrassingly so. So intimate that you and I might say, hey, Jesus, let's pause too. You know, there's a chair on the side of the room, or I do have a tent, or gee, could we even snuggle in a hammock right now? It's that intimate and that beautiful of not wanting to lose this moment, love given to us, ours right now. But again, Paul and others who continue to reflect on this tradition and receive it and experience it realize that everything is given to us as well. And so, my sisters and brothers, in a season that we can feel our poverty and indeed would reflect on it and feel because of that our maybe richness, and we would then want to reflect that as well. How do we give alms and cares for others? Today we are taken in again to the richness of the Father's love for us, that we are God's beloved in Jesus Christ, and that the power has been given to us in God's own words to speak from a cloudy, crazy, dense world. The beautiful statement, by our actions and our relationships, you are God's beloved now. I have had the blessing of coming to another mountain. I'm here at a lovely home that was John and Jeannie Scarzafava's for a number of years, and they shared it with me. John passed over last summer onto the great mountain, onto the great banquet table. And I feel his intimacy here and that of Jeannie's too, who I expect to see later today. And I was just with my friend Erin. She shared her home with me. And we had wonderful conversations. And possibly recently I was with you. And we might pause now and say, who have we been with, where it felt like we were on a mountain together? That's the experience of this gospel today. Jesus led them up that mountain. He wanted them to be with him. It wasn't, hey, go and I'll catch up with you. We feel that some other places in the gospel, but not here. It begins, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain, apart by themselves. He wanted special time with his special friends. And we do too, and I've had it. And then why? Because then we can share it. Then we have it. Then it's given. Then it will never go away. This is the lasting, everlasting love of God for us. And it invites us then now to pause for a moment before we head down the mountain. I'm blessed to be here for a number of days, and as I soak it in, still, nonetheless, I will depart. I will go on, if God blesses me to other places and other people. But right now, you and I are together here. And without a tent and the sky of God's presence open to us, as I say over and over again here, let's let it sink in a little bit this Lenten season, so that we might lend to others the truth of what we're taught by our rabbi, Jesus the Christ. And that others, rather than being put aside, discarded, broken, lost, enslaved, might be gathered, embraced, and receive the message of the gospel. You are loved. You are God's beloved. Now. Blessings, my friend, and let us take a little time now in the tent of our own heart, the tabernacle where God dwells. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that the community of Trinity wants to be completed by our reaching out to the next person we might see and taking the intimacies of this interior tent out to a troubled world. The Lord give you peace. Live at peace with others. And let us pray and work for peace. Thank you and blessings right now.
Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Let us walk the path of justice, for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Every nation shall come streaming from the west and from the east to the Lord's mountain.